Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Family Pastor Scott Torres talks with Pastor Charlie Cole from West Cabarrus Church about helping parents disciple their children on relationships and sexual identity.
Here again with Charlie Cole, discipleship pastor and long-term youth pastor, now serving with West Cabarrus Church. Today we're going to be talking about helping parents disciple their children in the area of sexual identity and relationships, primarily sexual identity. Charlie, in talking about this, let's begin with worldview and the gospel story. The gospel story tells us that God created us in his image and for a relationship with him. But we sinned against God. We wanted our own autonomy. We wanted our own rule. When our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God, sin entered into the world, and we as humans became marred. Well, God sent Jesus Christ into the world to rescue us from the penalty of our sin and to begin the process of restoration that will find its fulfillment when Jesus returns. So when it comes to sexual identity, there is a brokenness that entered into the world, and it plays itself out in our sexuality. When you hear that, Charlie, what comes to your mind? What thoughts comes to your mind about when sin entered the world, there's a brokenness that came to all of us, and in particular, this particular topic, it plays itself out in our sexuality. How do you see this in our culture? How do you see this in the church?
Yeah, no, it's the key word there is identity. It is in the brokenness of sin that we reject God's identity that he's labeled on us and that he's made us for. And we, as humans, the brokenness is to go, I don't like that. And that plays out in the most intimate place that we find, and that's in the identity of who we are and what we're made for, in our sexual identity, and in a culture that says, no, I'm going to define who I am. You won't define me. Even to the core of my own physical anatomy, you will not define whether I'm male or female or who I will pursue or not. But I'm going to pursue what I want. This is the identity I've chosen, and it follows even then to it's looking at who is going to most receive me and to fulfill me, and then based on that, I will develop my identity towards.
All right, so what are some of the obvious ways we see this? You mentioned confusion. I talked about how we see this brokenness enter into or play itself out in sexuality. Where's the obvious places that we are seeing this, maybe from a church perspective, a cultural perspective, a youth perspective?
Yeah. Boy, as anything we see in culture, it's a slow fade into things. And when you see it start to, you know, even a couple decades ago, it started finding its way into our media consumption. And at one time, something that would be shocking to see take place on a screen to now, you know, the seeing a homosexual couple on a regular primetime TV show, that's regular to see two people of the same sex engage in a kiss on screen would be something that is, it just happens now. And so seeing that slip then infiltrate into the church of this is what's out there. And so as there's a numbing that comes, the desensitization of culture finds its way into the church as well.
Sin is pervasive. It's destructive. It destroys. It brings confusion. When I think of this area of sexuality, my heart really... It's saddened when I see students wrestling with their sexual identity. Seeing, for example, girls that are born biologically female, but them now identifying with being male. When I see that, it saddens my heart, and I can't help but to think about the fall and how the fall brought about the marred, the brokenness to us all, and it playing itself out in sexuality. Charlie, if you had any experience working with students who are wrestling with gender identity, their sexuality, any experience?
A little bit. Wrestling with it and something that is real, and it's hard to even sometimes, depending on your background, say, but same-sex attraction is a very real temptation for more and more people. And so in those that are wrestling with that, the primary place is going back to recognize why you are who you are. It is not a mistake that God made you the way you are. And the insecurities that come with the acceptance from a group that a student feels in that moment of searching and going, I think I might be this. And it, you know, homosexuality is the first place we run, but boy, when we're talking about a culture that's talking about transgenderism, gender fluidity, those kind of things, boy, this and something that's still continuing to develop with new labels. And so seeking out that identity, and at the same time, with this massive burden and this constant fear of rejection.
I was just sitting there thinking, what are some things we could maybe say to parents who maybe their children are wrestling with this issue of feeling transgender, transgender euphoria? You've often heard that terminology. Anything come to your mind about some things that maybe some practical tips, some advice to helping parents that are discipling children that are maybe wrestling with this?
Absolutely. You know, I don't want to go too far without saying, parents, be quick to pray. And may prayer be the foundation of everything you do beyond that. There's just no replacement. The other things I would say is have these conversations about biblical manhood, biblical womanhood at an early age. Develop those. Make them a course of conversation that happens. Affirm. You know, the words are true. We get what we affirm and what we put positive affirmation to. And so, boy, when your kid steps into a situation that you go, boy, that really demonstrated godliness here, or man, that's, you know, dads, when you're raising your sons and you go, son, that, man, you are a solid man right there. That is really manly. And looking at those opportunities to affirm who they are, that helps give them an understanding for, okay, what may be off track of it.
I want to recommend a resource from Vaughn Roberts. It's a book called Transgender. It's a short read. It might be 80 pages or so. I highly recommend if you're working with students or maybe one of your children or grandchildren are wrestling with this, read Transgender. That's a good one. Another one is Understanding Transgender Identities. It's 4 views on transgender identities. This would be a helpful resource. I'd like to close maybe with just giving some encouragement to anyone listening along these lines. You mentioned pray. I think that's very helpful. Any other words of encouragement? I think one for me would be if I have a child that's wrestling with this and I'm trying to help them work through this, I would say be patient. You know, whenever we come across my kids, we've been talking the past few weeks. There was a NBA star. His, I guess, middle-aged son has come out to now, he believes he's a female. And we were dialoguing about this, me and my boys. And it was a little awkward, obviously, but to even watch this NBA superstar, we watched an interview that he gave and him talk about it. taking cultural happenings like that at a young age and then talking through those, use those as talking points, if I could say it that way, to kind of train your kids, but then to also, if your kid is struggling with this, be patient. Be patient. Charlie mentioned pray. And then I would also encourage the church, using brothers and sisters in Christ, help encouraging them to come alongside your children. And I would even say one of the things that I've learned over the years about discipling my own children is intentionally getting other church members involved in the process. I'm not the only disciple maker, although I'm the primary disciple maker. Having others get involved and help and encourage, help and instruct. And if your child wrestles with this issue, with their gender identity, I would encourage getting some of the church involved to help. Any last comments,
Charlie? Yeah, absolutely. Boy, it takes a village to parent and to disciple. And it also is huge if you can lean in and help pick out those individuals that have that influence. You mentioned being patient, being affirming where you can, and at the same time, in this culture and with these kids, taking the opportunity to still accept the things that you can about them, find things to appreciate about who they are. You know, there are times you're going to have to hold the lines, and but at the same time, find ways to encourage, find ways to be present, and even in your disagreeing with where they may stand, still let them know that you love them. They need to know that you love and accept them for who they are, even though it is completely fair for them to know that you disagree for where they stand.
Well, Charlie, thanks for those words, and thank you guys for listening. We're praying for you as you disciple your kids in Christ.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.